Okay, today I want to continue part three of our discussion from Sefer Simcha Samayana from Rav Simcha, a Hollander, regarding various minhagim and halachas relating to Yom HaKippurim. Okay, yesterday we concluded with discussing the prohibition of wearing shoes on Yom Kippur. I mentioned yesterday that there are three opinions with what is called in halacha a shoe. Halacha lemaisa we paskin, ruba deruba, must be leather. If it's not leather, there's no prohibition whatsoever. We mentioned another shita, the shita of the Rif. Not the Rif, I'm sorry. No, I don't know, it doesn't say who the other shita is from the Rishonim. He quotes from the Rishonim that even wood, a shoe that comes from wood is also in halacha called a nal, and is included in the prohibition of wearing, of being worn on Yom Kippur. It has major ramifications because anything that comes from rubber, according to some opinions, cracks, and rubber is a derivative of a tree, and would there and thus be awesome. And then you hear chumras, you hear people that will not wear cracks. It's very rare. It's not even rubber. I don't know. Some want to say that it's a derivative. You have to go do its research. What it's a derivative of? Okay, but halacha l'maaseh, we don't really. That's not accepted. We pass on only leather. And then there's the third sheet that anything that is called a shoe, anything which provides you with sufficient protection from the ground is also. This was the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish would not wear shoes. Period. He wore socks, and there are people. Only wore socks. Anything that is called a nal. A nal does not necessarily have to be leather. Now, I want to go a step further. One of the reasons why there are people that are leather is only considered now. It's based upon the bracha she'asa li kol tzarki. We make a bracha every day in the Berachas HaShachar, Hashem provides she'asa li kol tzarki. According to Chazal, this bracha shows that man has control over the entire world. This explained to me that there are four different levels. There is the doimim, there is the tzameach, the chai, and the medaber. The lowest level in creation is the doimim, the earth, inanimate objects, rocks, soil, earth has no life whatsoever. The second level is the tzameach, things which grow out of the doimim. Grass grows out of doimim. The next level is the chai, the animals. The animals have control. Animals eat vegetation. Animals eat grass, which grow out of the ground. So a chai, a living creature, is shalit, rules over the tzameach, and the tzameach rules over the doimim. Along comes Adam, man, and man eats meat. Man was given permission after the Mabul, after Noach, to eat basar. Man takes leather, he eats leather, and eats meat, and eats the chai, which the chai in turn is shul of the tzameach, and the tzameach is of the daimim. So when a person puts on shoes, Chazal bring out this film, when a person wears shoes, he makes the bracha she'asa li kol tzarki. It is an expression to show that man has shlita over the entire bria. Taking a product of an animal, the leather of an animal, and using it as a tool, as a benefit for man, man is showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me control over the entire world. Here the Adam, the Chai, the Medaber, is taking a product of the animal, the Chai, which in turn is shilled over the Tzamech, over the Doimim, and is using it for his own benefit. Therefore we make a bracha, typically when in time of Chazal, they would make a bracha when they put on shoes. Now, this is only true if the shoe is made from leather. I'm not being clear. Let me take a step back. In the time of Chazal, the Birchas HaShachar were made as you did different things during the day. You didn't just wake up in the morning and come to shul and rattle them off in 10 seconds all the Birchas HaShachar. The Birchas HaShachar was said as you did a certain thing. When a person heard the crow of the rooster, he would make the bracha, Shenosan Lasech Vina Lahav Medim Vein Laila. Okay, then he would make the bracha, Shlosani Goy, Shlosani Ovid, Shlosani Isha. Then when a person would open up his eyes, he would remove the mucus from his eyes, he would say, Shepokeach Ivrim. When he would stand up, he would make the bracha, Zokif Gefufim. When he put on his garment, he made the bracha mal b'sharumim. As he went through the different parts of the Birchas HaShachar, he would make a bracha. When a person would put on his shoes, he would make the bracha sha'asali kol tzarki. What does it mean sha'asali kol tzarki? So it's explained to me in Chazal explained, because that's the time when you show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you authority over the Bria. But that is only true from that Chaimah Chazal. We learned that shoes by definition must be a product of an animal, of leather. Because if a shoe comes from wood, so the shoe is from the category of tzemeach. It's not from the third category of chai. If it's from a product of the earth, from plastic, something synthetic, something that's not real, your person, when he makes the bracha, sha'asali kol tzarki, is not fully fulfilling this idea that Chazal have plugged into the pasuk, that when you put on leather shoes, you are showing that you, the medaber, are shalate over the third level of creation, the chai, which in turn is shalate over the second level, the tzameach, which in turn shalate over the first level. From this Maamar Chazal, we learn that shoes ideally should be made from leather. But again, these are different opinions of what do. Now, here's the question. This is a very machlokes apayiskim. Being that we do not wear shoes on Yom HaKippurim, is it proper to make the bracha called tzarki? So there's a machlokes sapos. Again, the same exact shaila when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Do you make the bracha? The sheet of the Chazon Ish is not to make the bracha, and you should wait until Motzoi Yom Kippur. Fascinating. And wait until Yom Kippur is over. Yom Kippur is over, and you put on your shoes, and then you mashlim the bracha that's lacking, sha'asali kol tzarki. This is the shita of the Chazon Ish, and many have followed in his way. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not mashma like that. The Mishnah Berurah says all of the Birchas HaShachar, including the bracha sha'asali kol tzarki, have a time limit. You can't say it pe'azman tefillah. Once you've already passed Zman Tefillah, which today is practically what time is Zman Tefillah? 10:30, 11 o'clock. Once you get past 11 o'clock, it's too late to make all of the Birchas HaShachar, even the bracha of Sha'asli Kol Tzarki. So therefore, we have to be samech that the bracha of Sha'asli Kol Tzarki, even though it's very nice and it does allude to shoes, it does refer to shoes, but it's not only shoes. What? It was specifically instituted for, I know, only for shoes. So yeah, so you want to be the kind of somebody. Okay, so yeah, you're saying good. You're saying very good. I don't know. Yeah.
You say the idea that a person puts on his shoes.
Yeah.
Sha'asali kol
tzarki.
Because if a person goes without shoes, even if he's slippers, he doesn't feel abitachon. He doesn't feel like he's
secure.
But he puts on his shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, then he feels.
Then he feels he's in tank of the world. But if you put on a good pair of sneakers, you feel secure also. You run a marathon with a good pair of sneakers. So, I don't know the answer. Okay, one other quick thing about shoes. He has a nice discussion here about children wearing shoes. The rules of chinuch begin, the rules of chinuch for Yom Kippur are very different than the rules of chinuch for all other halachas of chinuch, because chinuch generally begins at the age of 5, 6, 7, depending on the child's level of maturity. Everything chinuch, 5, 6, 7, you're ready to train the child. But it's natural with regard to inui, anything which is called an affliction. When a child suffers by not eating, there is no chinuch. That's why a child is not mechuyev to fast till his bar mitzvah. Even a 12 years old is not mechuyev to fast. We know the oilam is knowing that already 12 years old, but not before 12 years old. 11 years old, absolutely not. Absolutely not. A child underneath 12 years old should not be fasting at all. Certainly, fasting at all does not begin, even L'shol should not begin before, he says, before 9 years old. A child under 9 years old should be given supper, should be given breakfast, should be absolutely no difference. It can be given all the candies and all the good things that he likes. There is no inyan whatsoever of inui. It's torture for the adults, okay, because every adult really is a child at heart and would like to have a tangy taffy and have some popcorn and all those other unhealthy foods. But when the children, they come to shul and they wave it They come with their potato chips and say, oh, you want to make a Birchas HaReach on Besamim? What are you smelling these stale Besamim? I have some delicious potato chips. Smell them. Okay, so it's torture for the adults, but the children is absolutely no chinuch until the age of even for until 9 years old. Then just a small amount, and of course not to complete the fast. The exception to this is very interesting, is shoes, because it's not an inui. Even though we don't wear, adults don't wear shoes because it's inui, children aren't going very far. They're not being, they're not running around covering the world when they're at that age. They're light on their feet, so shoes already begin. There is an inu of chinuch of putting on non-leather shoes on children even 5-6 years old. Unless it's a big expense and this and that, or even make-believe shoes which really are leather, so just to wear it, to wear sneakers, they wear sneakers even though they're really leather. But he speaks about is that children should be dressed in shoes that, if possible, that are not leather, even though we have a rule that there's no inui until 9 years old. The exception to the rule is shoes, because shoes is not a real inui for a child. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Washing. The laws of rechitza on Yom Kippur. Here is the issue. The issue is how many times, normally you're only allowed to wash until your knuckles. You're not supposed to wash your entire hand. There's the first one, the machlekes apoyskim rishayim, is washing on Yom Kippur in Isser de'oraisa or in Isser midrabanan. It's machlekes rishayim. The many want to bring a raya that it cannot be in Isser de'oraisa from the Mishnah Masechta Yoma that tells us that a melech and a kala are allowed to wash on Yom Kippur. A melech b'yofioi sechazena einecha, and a kala has to look beautiful for her chasan. Now, if it's an Isser de'oraisa, how could Chazal relax this deraisa in honor of a husband and a melech for Klal Yisrael? It must then be that it's only in Isser midrabanan. Those that we disagree and they say that no, the Isser Chitza, the Inuim is the Isser deraisa, hold that the Isser deraisa to wash your entire body. Washing, in other words, even if you want to suggest that Chitza Yom Kippur is Isser deraisa, that's only taking a bath or going into a shower. That indeed may be Nisr Deraisa. But just to wash your face, to wash part of your body, Eivar, that in Echnami L'chol Hadeos is only at best an Isr Dirabanan. Question, if you're going to tell me that washing your entire body is an Isr Deraisa, and therefore you're suggesting that washing your face is not the full Isr Deraisa, it should still be also for a Kala and a Melech Nidin Chatzi Shir Asr Min HaTorah. I'm not washing the entire body, but I'm washing part of my body. That's a chatzi shir. If it's an iser deraisa, chatzi shir asur min haTorah. And maybe the chanami, you're not chayiv to bring a carbon, you're not chayiv to do tshuva, you're not chayiv, but you're not allowed to do it in the chatil. So how can Chazal allow the melech and the kala to wash part of the body? So he says here, the amazing yisur, he says, it's not called chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is, you want to eat. I want to eat something. So I'm not going to eat the full shear, kazayis. I'm going to eat chatzi zayis. It's a chatzi shear. Because you're definitely going to get satisfaction. You're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to be satiated. But your body is going to gain from the fact that you've washed. The difference between washing your body, your entire body, and washing one aver is in a different league. It's not even called a chatzi shear. When you wash, the process of cleansing your body, the experience of bathing, is an experience all or nothing when the entire body has been cleansed. When you wash one aver or put some water on your face or on your hand, that is not even in the geder of chatzi shir of rechitza. It's a very chiddush, just say such a thing. It's you doing something, okay, it's not proper, it's not some midrabanan, but it's not even the geder a chatzi shir of rechitza deraisa. No, you saw it. You have a nisa deraisa, you have a chatzi shir deraisa, and then you have a category of doing an avera that's not even the geder a chatzi shir. And this concept is brought out in the area of washing. It's all or nothing. Whole body, deraisa. There's no such thing as a chatzi shir of washing. Washing hands and face is going to be less. Okay, that's one you said. Another said, how many, normally when a person wakes in the morning, how many times does he wash his hands? According to Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to wash his zegavasa 3 times. 6 times, on each hand he's supposed to pour 3 times. Some do it beritzufin, they alternate, and some do it 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That is the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. The Gra is of the opinion that you should wash your hands 4 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, or wash back and forth. Why does the Gross Eishon wash four times? Because the first three times, it's magic. It brings, removes, extracts the tumma. And he needed to, but after you've extracted the tumma is now resting on the water that is on your hand. You're supposed to wash a fourth time to remove, to cleanse that water, which now has within it the ruach tumma. So here is the question. The question is, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash. Washing for no good reason is forbidden. The only reason why you're allowed to wash is because since the ruach tumma, and it's very disturbing to a person, so Chazal willing allowed you to remove the ruach tumma. But are you allowed to follow the gra, if you're a minig is to wash four times, are you allowed to wash a fourth time on Yom Kippur to remove that water? What? For you? But no, but there's another way, just dry your hands. To dry your hands. The problem is that on your hands now is water. That water contains ruach tumma. So it's the gra says the ideal way to get rid of it is to rinse again. It'll wash it away. There's another way to get rid of it. Just dry your hands on a towel. Anyway, you can dry hands on a towel. But it's not as good. It's not as ideal.
It needs a bit of moisture even
with
the towel.
You have to just dry it very, very well. So he presents here, it's interesting enough, he presents here, it's machlekes apoiskim. Some hold that you have to be very careful, those that not allowed to wash four times on Yom Kippur, even though the whole year, you have to do the minimal, till your knuckles, only three times, the fourth time already is going too far, more than you're allowed. Now, what about washing, what? You become a kohen. So for birchas kohanim, what do they do?
The whole hand.
Okay. He has another question. Let's say a person has to eat. Yeah. Whole hand, no limitation. Another interesting example is what about a chole sheyesh by sakon that's mechuyev to eat. Doctor's orders. He must eat on Yom Kippur. He has to eat two slices of bread. He has to wash. So how far should he wash? Only wash until the knuckles, or you got to wash the entire hand? Halacha is the entire hand. Just like Birchas Kehanim, since the halacha requires you to wash, because Srach Tumah, when you're washing Negovasser in the morning, and you come out of the Beis Hakisei, this is not a real washing. There is no, Baruch Hashem, we have very high standards of cleanliness today, but according to the letter of the law, there is no real lichluch on a person's hands. There's a ruach tumah on a person's hands. So some spiritual matters of ruach tumah, you only can wash until your knuckles. But when it comes to washing yadayim, to netilas yadayim, this is a much more, it's a higher level of halacha, and you're allowed to wash all the way until the wrists. Another very interesting question is, this person who is ill, has to eat, what about washing mayim acharonim? Are you mechuyev to wash mayim achronim on Yom Kippur like you do the entire year? L'chatchila, you're supposed to wash all the way until your wrists. Mayim achronim. We don't do that. We're very lenient because we only wash mashu melech sedomis because we hold that there's no melech sedomis with zman hazeh. It's just because of the sitra achra. So you just wash a little bit. Are you supposed to wash some achlekes tapoy skin? Some say yes. Some say Yom Kippur you can do away. There's no melech sedomis. You should not wash mayim achronim. If a person is a chayla, if there's a chayla, you'll be surprised how many people are eating on Yom Kippur. You know, you'll be surprised. What? Oh, I'm going to come there now. So let's discuss other issues. Here's the big issue. What about making kiddush? A person has to eat. Okay, doctor's orders or children, they have to eat. Are they mechuyev to make kiddush? Are they mechuyev? There's a famous story there, Michel Salanter. Michel Salanter, there was an epidemic. It was a plague. And he told the oilim they have to eat. And he got up in shul, b'fnei am ve'eda, and he made kiddush, and a kosh shel yayin, to impress upon the oilim, it's, you have to eat, pikuach nefesh. So it's a story, this is a documented story, eyewitnesses, he made kiddush. L'char yavaraya, that you're supposed to make kiddush when you eat. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says you don't make kiddush a Yom Kippur. you don't make Kiddush. The question is why not? So some want to say it's because you really yoitzei the story, whatever the story will discuss the story with Shulchan of the moment. Let's put that aside. Why not? Either some say because it's not a zman of eating. The fact is, it's not a zman when you eat. Yom Kippur is a day of Yom Inu. If you have an excuse to eat, so good for you, so you can eat. But it does not require you to make Kiddush before you eat. Others say, no, really, you are mechuyev to make Kiddush, but you yoitzei with the Kiddush and tefillah. When you daven Shmona Esrei, you yoitzei with Kiddush. So you ask every Friday now, we should never make Kiddush. Teretz is, you have kavana not to be yoitzei. Mainly when a person makes Kiddush, when he says Shmona Esrei Friday night.
If it's Pekuach Nefesh,
So what about the story? So what about someone to say it was for dramatic effect? It was shloi halacha, just like bikoch nefesh you can eat, but bikoch nefesh you can be motzi shem shem levatala. He wanted to impress upon the people it was a serious business. He better eat. He did something shloi halacha. He knew what he was doing in order to impress upon the people, that you better see. The people will go and they'll talk. You know what happened in shul? They made kiddush. It will impress upon the people, the community, how important it is to eat. Now there's another answer. Someone told me this Shabbos. He saw a fascinating answer. Again, this halacha lemaisa. There's a paiskim. I don't know all the names of these paiskim. So it's Rabbi Perlow told this to me on Shabbos afternoon. He, in fact, gave a shir on this. He told me that it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch that you don't make Kiddush is only true when Yom Kippur does not fall on Shabbos. But a year that Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, like this year, there's a din of making Kiddush for L'chayit Shabbos. Yom Kippur, we don't need this, an exception. If Yom Kippur was during the week, so there's no Kiddush in Yom Kippur, you don't make Kiddush, you eat. But if you're going to eat on Yom Kippur, Shechal Yoyis for Shabbos, you got to make Kiddush. Someone went ahead and did amazing research. He told me he saw this research in Mishpacha magazine, publishes every so often a little insert called Kulmus. Kulmus is like probably what the Jewish Observer was. You know, it's more just a little publication on Divrei Torah. Most of the magazine is not Divrei Torah, it's just gossip. In trouble. But they have a special insert of Divrei Torah, very chashva Divrei Torah. There's some very chashva things in the Kolmus. And a person went through the effort of doing research on this story from Vishal Salanter, because it's a Pella that it's Shalei Kehalacha. And it was Shabbos. The year of the plague when Vishal Salanter made Kiddush, it was Shabbos. So then in the Chanami, Al Pi Halacha, Yomuchuyev to make Kiddush. However, even though it's a very nice story, and the research is very fine and good, the modern day contemporary poskim tell us, Yom Kippur Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, you still don't make Kiddush. That's the bottom line.
It could also be that the drinking of the wine.
Yeah.
Right. Was the adopt for the being
adopt? But that's Kiddush by day.
No.
Kiddush by day, you just say Boreh Priya Gofen.
Right.
But Kiddush at night, it's not just Boreh Priya Gofen. It's Asher.
Was it by day or by night?
I think it was at night. By day, I don't know the answer. I have to see. I didn't see the article. But
it was by day. Whatever.
You know, there's nothing. There's no Kiddush. Just like Boreh Priya Gofen. But it could be that he said the Kiddush of night by day. I'll give you an example. This year I participated in the minyan with people that were pretty much were not Shomer Shabbos. The bulk of the minyan were not Shomer Shabbos, and it was a minyan where they were teaching them about Yadus, Russians, elderly Russians, and they daven shachris and they blew shofar, okay, and after they blew shofar, 30 kailos, they had a break for Kiddush, and the Rav, he made the Kiddush of Friday night. And I was sitting there and I was in shock.
They didn't make Kiddush.
And right away I chop, what is he doing? Because the people here did not daven last night. So he made Kiddush. So it's the same thing. If you're not making Kiddush at night, and Shol Salanter, I don't know what the details of the story were, but it's very possible that since no one at night made Kiddush, no one at night ate, and therefore the first time they're hitting Kiddush is by day, so then you make the full-fledged Kiddush that you would have made at night by day.
And you put in
Yom HaKippurim HaZeh, absolutely. Absolutely, put in Yom HaKippurim HaZeh. Okay, you'll ask the question, what about Yadav and Ma'ariv? So you already said the bracha. So the answer is that you don't have Kavanah to be yotze with most people when if they're not having a combined, they're not having kavanah to be yotze with the bracha they say during Shmon Esrei for the kiddush hayom. It would appear, I'm saying this on my own, that since halacha lemaisa, for whatever reason, the poskim say it's a very nice story. Research that the nice happened in the year when it was Shabbos. It's a very nice raf. I've told Salanta, Gadol Hadar, that he made kiddush. It's a documented story, and it's a very nice chiddush that said that it was Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. For whatever reason, the poskim say that bottom line is Mishnah Berurah is not doesn't differentiate between different types of Yom Kippur. We do not make kiddush b'zman hazeh when a person needs to eat. He has a doctor's order to eat on Yom Kippur. However, ideally, when a person davens Ma'ariv, he should have kavana that the tefillah of Ma'ariv, the bracha that he says in Shmona Esrei should be the Kiddush Hayom, so that when he eats, he already was Mekadesh Al Hayom. That is.
What is it
heard?
You're saying it's a
bracha levatala?
What bracha
levatala?
What bracha
you mean? Asher 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 Bia, Asher Bracha Mikolam, the whole Kiddush. Baruch Ata Asher, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom Kippurim. There's a whole bracha you make. Baruch Ata
Yah.
Yeah. Kiddush Makom Suda.
Right. If someone wants to just drink wine, that'll be enough to
two revias, double revias.
That'll give them enough to
yes, double revias is Kiddush Makom Suda b'di Yavet.
There's a ritva at the end of brachas. Yeah. After the sect is over, in the ritva it's very long, a lot of pages. That it's a das yachid, you know. But he says any time that you eat something when you're not supposed to or you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
You don't make a bracha. In other words, he says if you're eating
non-kosher food,
a ham sandwich, you don't make a bracha. Because it's the bracha is that you know right. That you're doing something good, so you're not supposed to have it. So the question became when you doctor's orders that you have to do it. It leaves that a little with a tzarachian to a degree that then maybe, but basically his thought process is you never make a bracha when you're doing something that you're not supposed to do.
You can make a different
bracha. Bracha is not to your benefit at that time.
That's so the hand.
Yeah, we don't paskin like I'm just well, he says. No we don't paskin. Right. That's his opinion.
Even on the ham sandwich, you can make a regular. You don't make a.
Yeah, but he says he makes an exact point eating tarfis. He says you don't make.
Okay, we're going to talk about a few more short things. Now, what about saying yala viyava? By the way, it's partially make brachas. Hey, kiddush halacha lemaisa, you don't make kiddush. That's the bottom line. All these nice chidushim, bottom line, you don't make kiddush. Well, you should have kavana. A person knows he's going to eat. He should have kavana. Even if he's going to eat tomorrow, he's going to eat by day. He should have kavana. When he davens zmarv at night, that should be the kiddush. Okay, now what about saying yeah brachas? You make hamloitzi. All the brachas you make. That's pashut. You make all the brachas. When you bench on Yom Kippurim, do you say ya levi yavo? Why not? It's a hefsek. It's a hefsek in the second bracha. If you're not supposed to be saying, you're not supposed to be eating, so you're not supposed to sing. So what do you do? So fast is a fascinating answer. What?
And
Ritzei, exactly. And Ritzei as well. So for sure, I'm guessing, because Ritzei is not unique. It's not unique to Yom Kippur. But what about saying Ya'al of Yavah? So there's a fascinating answer to this question. What the Pesach can say, you cross them. There's a difference between children and adults. A child is in Lechatchila. Child who's under 12 years old, that's the way it is. You're having lunch. You're gonna eat. You're gonna wash. Whatever you're gonna do, you're gonna do. You're gonna eat. He should not say Ya'al of Yavah, because you're gonna train him. You're gonna be training him that if he's gonna start saying Ya'al of Yavah, you're gonna start articles. Gonna start printing in the Machzor Birchas Hamazon with Ya'al of Yavah, and it's gonna srach tuma. It's going to lead. Well, last year and they'll blame art school. There'll be a class action lawsuit for causing people to go Rahman al-Islam to go the wrong way. But an adult who's eating shalai kedin, not shalai kedin, doctor's orders, but it's not a lechatchila. Children, it's a lechatchila. Lechatchila, sit down, let's have a meal, have zemiros. It's lechatchila. It's dangerous to let them say yalla v'yavo. It's going to leak. But adults, if you're eating, you're embarrassed to eat. You're embarrassed. You go into the corner, you go into the basement where no one is watching. You don't want to know what your medical condition is. Then you should say yalla v'yavo. You should say yalla v'yavo, but if you forget to say yalla v'yavo, Rav Shimon Zalman Auerbach says this, among other places, they come out to say the same thing, but if you forget, oops, do I have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon again? No. Let's say you forget, and now you have to v'nei bonei v'rachamav Yerushalayim, amen. And in your bencher, there's a short version when you say when you forget. Even that you don't say. And the reason why is because it's no worse than the bach you said. What's so terrible? It's a bach kosha. It's a yemoisef in the bracha. You're not really making a new bracha. It's not a new bracha. It's a tefillah within the bracha. So what's so terrible? It's Yom Kippur. You should say Hashem Yalev Yov Yagi. Anyway, you're going to say in the Shemona Esrei, it's a tefillah, it's not against the spirit of the day, and it's not a bracha levatala, it's a hisafa. There's nothing wrong with an adult who is eating with shame. He has no choice but to eat, not shame, but he has under doctor's order, under unusual, it's not guilt, that's the way it is, that's the avoid. The person has to eat, nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be guilty of. But if this is the avoid of the person, since there's no real concern that it's going to lead to problems later on, you should do it, but not children. Yeah.
It's a chumrah.
Yeah.
Chumrah for me. Since we try to do it, you have to eat it and keep it.
Pachas l'mashia, yeah.
You also spread it over
9 minutes. Your bench.
So you don't have to
bench. We're dealing with that. No, that I'm not dealing with that situation. Inachnam. That's your bench.
Solution.
That's easy solution. And it's very easy to do that. Spend 9 minutes. But right. But I'm talking about a situation which is more rare. I agree with you. It's very rare where a person can't do that. A person has to eat a regular meal with no 9 minute breaks and little schnapps cups. You're right. You can eat an enormous amount of food in, by stuffing in, you have two schnapps cups. My father used to always tell this to people. There are a lot of people, my father showed elderly people, a lot of people were eating on Yom Kippur. And my father would tell them, you take a little schnapps cup, two of them, and you fill it up with food. Stuff as much as you can possibly fill into that little schnapps cup. And the second one you fill up with liquid all the way to the very top. And you take a drink and you eat up all of the food in the schnapps. That's a lot of food. It's quite a bit of food. You can fit in a schnapps cup. It's only 1 ounce. It's less than a kazayas. And you wait. You wait 9 minutes. Take your watch, like kiss. You wait 9 minutes. Knock them all. Fill it up again. Liquid, solids.
How many times do you have to do that?
The whole day.
The
whole day you can do it. The whole day. You don't bench. You don't bench. You don't need achilas pras. You don't bench. But let's say you have a situation where the doctor says it's not for you. You eat. I don't want you doing that. I want you. Your condition requires you to eat a regular meal, one shot, whatever the reasons are. Then there's a question of benching. So you have to, of course, bench. But and children, you don't see children. You never saw children waiting 9 minutes. That's not chinuch. You don't have to do that. Children don't fast to eat. You never saw children with the potato chips and making cheshbonos every 9 minutes to eat one chip. Never seen that.
You can't eat only one.
What? Pringles. That's what they advertise, right? That's the advertisement.
Doritos.
Okay, next issue. Okay, interesting issue. The machlekes apaisav, machlekes from the Mishnah Berurah of Moshe Feinstein. The person that saw Yom Kippur is by mistake. He's so used to saying Hamelach Hakadosh for the Aseret Mitzvah. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, he says Hamelach Hakadosh. Do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? So the Mishnah Berurah Tachi doesn't comment. The Mishnah Berurah he comments. There's a mice with the Mishnah Berurah. The Chavos Chaim quotes the mice, but the Mishnah Berurah says if you make a mistake, you say Hamelach Mishpat. Instead of saying Hamelach Tzedaka Mishpat, if during after Yom Kippur is over you say Hamelach Mishpat, he says you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, and he quotes a Chaya Adam. The Mishnah Berurah decides a Chaya Adam. The pell is that the same Chaya Adam that says that you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei when you say Hamelach Mishpat during the year also says. Same Chaya Adam says that you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei when you say Hamelach Hakadosh throughout the year. You also don't have to repeat it. So why didn't the Mishnah Berurah also quote the second of the Chayyadam? It happened 1 year, Maisa Shehaya, Mitzoyim Akipurim, the Chofetz Chaim himself made a mistake. And in the Shemona Esra, he said, HaMelech HaKadosh.
That was after he wrote it?
No, after he wrote it. After it was written, and it was distributed, and it was published, And the Chofetz Chaim, he said to himself, that it's a pella. It's a wonder. How could it be that he forgot to write in the Mishnah Berurah, in his own sefer, this halacha, that you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei? He warned. I'll read you what it says over here in this Maisa. Maisa Rav im HaChofetz Chaim ve'emes mekubel. It's accepted. Shepam achas HaChofetz Chaim be'atzmoi toho b'mar b'mitzoyim HaKippur v'yomar HaMelech HaKadosh v'loi chozar v'l'hispalel. He did not repeat the Shemona Esrei. Avol achakach hispalo. He was in wonder. Al atzma on himself, eich ze, how could this be? Shaloi kosav, halacha zo, behilchos mitzayom akipurim b'mishnah berurah. He forgot to write this in the Mishnah Berurah, and he never added it. It was never added. However, maybe it's b'hashkacha, because not everyone agrees with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein was very machmir on this. Rav Moshe Feinstein seemingly agrees with the Chaya Adam, and he says, akel hakodosh is a pasuk. Ruba de Rubo, many people now were not became in Tanakh, unfortunately, but almost every expression in the Nusach HaTfilah that was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah comes from the Pasuk.
Right.
Almost everything you can find the Pasuk for. What? Abu Draham does that.
I think it goes through.
Every single is a Pasuk. Mamash, every expression is a Pasuk. A lot of things, even the Rav Ruben was now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's a lot of things where they asked him. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a Boki Muflug in Tanakh. He knows Mamash Tanakh on his tongue. And they asked him a lot of things about Tzfila, and a lot of things they asked him, why this? He immediately responds, because it's a Pasuk. It's this. He quotes Psukim, right and left. Why we say things in Tzfila. There's a Pasuk. Hakel, the Pasuk is Hakel. Hakel Hakadosh Nikdash Bitstaka. It's a pasuk. Hakel Hakadosh. The expression Hakel Hakadosh is the pasuk. There is nowhere in Tanakh where it says Hamelach Hakadosh. Nowhere. So Moshe says it's bichlal a pella that were allowed during the Aser Simei Tshuva to change from Hakel Hakadosh to Hamelach Hakadosh. That's mamish. The question should be: we even yoyit to the Shemona Esrei during the Aser Simei Tshuva? So it's enough of a chiddush during the Aser Simei Tshuva. We have no right to add to that. No right to add to that. In the Mela, he holds that if you make a mistake in Mitzvah Kippurim, you do have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. That for sure not. Hamelach HaMishpat, everyone agrees you don't have to. Why? I guess it's a pasuk. I don't know. I guess that. Well, that's Hatakana. Hamelach, you don't have to be holding as well. But this halacha lemaisa, it's machlokes apaiskim. Okay, so whatever you do, it's machlokes apaiskim. Okay, last quick question. This is a very interesting shaila. Are you allowed to take a mitzvah on a regular mitzvah Shabbos? Regular mitzvah Shabbos. You're thirsty. And you're waiting for the family to come home to make Havdalah. And you're waiting for this child and that child, you're waiting for your wife, and it's going to be a good half an hour until they come home, and you're very, very thirsty. Are you allowed to take a drink of water? A water. 100% yes. You're allowed to take a drink of water before you make Havdalah. You're allowed to take a drink of juice and coffee and tea, not so simple. Coffee and tea, there are heterim for, but juice and food for sure not. But water, you're allowed to.
Seltzer?
Seltzer, yeah. There's water, it's salt sometimes. You can be makel by tea and coffee, you can make it by seltzer. Seltzer, really water. Okay, but what about Mitzvah Yom Kippur? This is very common, especially by women. Women, for some reason, are very scared to make Havdalah. They don't like making Havdalah, and they wait for their husband, and they run home right away. As soon as they start Vuhurachum, many women already leave. They don't stay for Ma'arif. They leave, and they're waiting. They can be a long time until their husbands come home. Until they come home, they do Kish Levana, they say good yar, they schmooze a little bit, collect their shtender and their siddur and their kittel. It can be a good half an hour until they come home. So what's no problem? They make Havdalah. No, they don't want to make Havdalah. They don't, whatever, taboo. I don't know why. They don't want to make Havdalah. Can they drink water? Is it like a regular Mitzvah Shabbos to drink water? So to make a long story short, I'm going to tell you the long in a moment. But the bottom line is yes. The bottom line is all the parties can say it's no different than Shabbos. You are allowed, as long as the zman is over. Make sure the zman is over. You are allowed. People don't know this halacha. It's a secret halacha, but it's clear as day. You're allowed to drink water after Yom Kippur is over before you hear Havdalah. You don't have to starve until after Havdalah. You can drink water right away. Now what is the shaila? Why should it be different? So the difference is we want to compare water, drinking water after Yom Kippur is over to doing melacha after Shabbos is over before Havdalah. Are you allowed to do malacha before you say the words Baruch Hamavil Ben Kodesh Lachol? So we do the elaborate Havdalah with the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Baruch Hamavil Ben Kodesh Lachol. But the minimal Havdalah, is Atachonein, Atachon Antanu, or just saying the words Baruch Hamavil Ben Kodesh Lachol. It is a given. You're not allowed to do labor malacha until you say the words. You make Havdalah. The equivalent of that is you're not allowed to eat. That's the question. You're not allowed to eat, even drink, until you make Havdalah. Why is that the same? Why can you do Malacha? What's the reason why you can't do Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos? Until you make Havdalah. So let me pose you a Chakira, very quickly, a Chakira. Two possible reasons why you can't do Malacha. Shabbos is over. It's Yimachmer. You're a Machmer, a Beinu time. It's 72 minutes. Better. It's 90 minutes. 92 minutes. 92 minutes after sunset. Shabbos already is up. Can I do malacha? No, you can't do malacha until you say Baruch Hamad. Why not? Chakira. It's because even though the Zman is past, Shabbos is not over. Shabbos is not over until you say those words. Okay, even Tuesday. You can't do malacha until Tuesday morning, until Monday night. Shabbos is not over until you say those words. It's still Shabbos. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat no? Shabbos is over. It's done. You yoytze Shabbos, you yoytze tois for Shabbos. Being that you have a mitzvah of making Havdalah, you're not allowed to do malacha until you mekayim the mitzvah of the mitzvah that's in front of you. I have a mitzvah to blow shofar, or you have a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. Until you say Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to have a meal. Now, a lot of a suda. Being that in front of you now there's a mitzvah of reciting Havdalah, you're not allowed to do malacha. Lamai nafkamina. The nafkamina is going to, when it comes to you, nafkamina. No, eating you're allowed. Eating, because eating, you don't really need to make Havdalah for eating. Drinking. Drinking is mutter. But the reason why I want to compare eating Yom Kippur is because malacha is connected to the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that you're shoyleis from malacha. So as long as it's still Shabbos, you now do malacha. But eating is not an issue when it comes to Shabbos. That's what we'll make it. Drinking is not an issue because on Shabbos you're allowed to eat. On Shabbos you're allowed to drink. Okay, now it's Mitzvah Shabbos. You have to make Havdalah, so we don't let you eat. But you can drink because drinking really has nothing to do with the restrictions of Shabbos. The restrictions of Shabbos are malacha. So Shabbos is over. You can do malacha. Is Shabbos over? I didn't make Havdalah yet. If Shabbos is not until I make Havdalah, I can't do malacha. Or no, I can really do malacha, technically. The reason why I can't do malacha is because I have an obligation to go and make Havdalah. So then there's room to be lenient a little bit. Yom Kippur, what is your restriction? Inui. You have to suffer on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to drink. If the Havdalah Mitzoyo, it's Yom Kippur, is not over until you make Havdalah, you can't drink until you make Havdalah. All the women who go home early, or any man who goes home and wants to eat, cannot drink until he makes Havdalah. Because just like Shabbos, on this side of the dilemma, that Shabbos is not over until you say Baruch HaMavdil, and therefore the restrictions of Shabbos continue until Havdalah, the restrictions of Shabbos are limited to Malacha. So to Yom Kippur, what are the limitations of Yom Kippur? Not just malacha. Yom Kippur's limitation is eating. I'm not allowed to eat. I'm not allowed to drink. Until I make Havdalah, I can't eat. I can't drink. I can't even drink. Okay, you're going to say Baruch HaMavdil? Baruch HaMavdil is seemingly is not strong enough according to this side in order to allow you to drink. You have to do the wheel, make the wheel Abdul, it would seem. It's a Chiddush. Why can't you just say Baruch HaMavdil? It should look right away cut off. But if you learn that, no, Yom Kippur is over. Just like Shabbos is over, Yom Kippur is over. And the reason why you can't do Malacha, the reason why you can't do it is because you have now a new obligation, an obligation to make Havdalah. Mitzvah bol yotcha al tach mitzena. First do the mitzvah and then go about your business of doing Malacha. Oh, it's a new din. It's not like an extension of Shabbos. There's much more room to be lenient. There's much more grounds to be lenient. And that indeed is how we paskin. We paskin once the Zman is over, the Yom Kippur is over, it's over, and now you can drink. You can drink. And of course, you have an obligation to make Havdalah. So until you make Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat. But you can drink. Okay, so, yeah.
He has Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Requires that it's already if the...
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. They wait to blow shofar because it's a chokhmah bein malacha. If I'm not mistaken, there are different opinions.
Shabbos, it's
a different type of shofar. It's a shofar for Bezdin. See, Bezdin actually would blow shofar on Shabbos. So it's I think there are different opinions. If you finish early, if you can blow shofar.